What goes down must eventually come back up, including money, wealth, abundance, and prosperity. That's what I choose to believe, at least. You can bless your finances no matter how little you have, instead of continually waiting for the perfect life circumstances to occur in order to move forward. When it comes to wealth and abundance, each of us must make a conscious choice to nourish our intentions. We have to get used to feeling good about money. After all, money is only energy. In other words, it means blessing and celebrating whatever state of wealth and abundance you have right now. Everything in life is cyclical, even the cycle of wealth and abundance. If we can learn to bless the mess, we can move through difficult times and come out on the other side, where richness and abundance flow freely. Practicing mindfulness can help remind you to take a step back and feel that sense of gratitude and joy for what you have already been blessed with in this life. I'm Leslie Riopel from the Gratitude Project, and I'm so happy you joined us today. Today's mindful blessism is the natural cycle of wealth. For this blessism, you may either simply listen or repeat it along with me. Let's get started now. I bless and acknowledge the natural cycle of wealth and abundance. I fully understand. I can bless my finances no matter how little I have or how much I am struggling. Times of financial struggle are the perfect time to bless my finances. I know wealth and abundance are an all-encompassing consciousness that flows from within. What goes down must eventually come back up, including money, wealth, abundance, and prosperity. What a blessing this is! I bless the natural cycle of wealth, abundance, and prosperity today and every day. Money is a game, and money is simply energy. I bless my relationship with wealth and honor the journey I have traveled. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So take a moment to just drink in that positive energy. The most important thing to remember about this process is the idea of cultivating a daily practice. If you can make mindfulness a part of your daily life, even when it feels challenging, you will feel much better about your relationship with money and everything else. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. The more time you spend in gratitude and nourishing the intention to cultivate that feeling of wealth and abundance, the happier and wealthier and more abundant you will become. Pretty soon, you will start radiating positive emotions and feeling good about money. Thanks for joining me today on the Gratitude Project. 365 days of gratitude and mindful blessings for a happy, healthy, healed life. To find out more about Blessisms, please visit our website at mindfullyblessed.com. You can also visit one of our two podcast shows, Stressed to Mindfully Blessed or Abundance Mindset. Thanks for joining me today.